This week on Foamcast Radio, X-Shot is upgrading our dino defenses. I have a tactical analysis of some special ammo adapters for the Nexus Pro and Aeon Pro. I've got all your requisition recon, and the war room is haunted by strange disembodied voices telling spooky stories.
Listen up and load up. It's time for the biggest podcast in the world, dedicated to foam blaster toys. News, reviews, events, and more. And now, recording from the broadcast bunker, it's Ben Anderson, the host of Foamcast Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Foamcast Radio. Before we get started, I've got no new Foam Patrol officers this week, but I do need to shout out my existing officers, people who support the podcast with $10 a month or more, Boomstick Mods, Chris Davis, and Nick Peterson. Remember, you can join the Foam Patrol and get your own shout-out in the episode by going to patreon.com/foamcastradio. Alrighty, I don't have a sit-rep for you this week, so let's jump straight into the StratCom. I've only got one StratCom item for you. We need to talk about the X-Shot Dino Attack Blasters. These are a pair of blasters that were released recently, and somehow I missed any information about them before they were released. First up, we have the Dino Striker. This is a pullback prime Springer revolver blaster. It has a 6-dart cylinder and storage for 6 additional darts along the top of the blaster. Aesthetically, it's very reminiscent of the Hammershot, even though it isn't hammer primed. It definitely looks inspired by the Hammershot. On the box, X-Shot advertises a 90-foot range, and Blaster Hub did some testing, and it had an 84 FPS average muzzle velocity. It is priced at $10. Then we have the Claw Hunter. This is a pullback prime Springer with a 2-barreled Smart AR. It also has storage for 10 additional darts along the top. This one is very reminiscent of the Rough Cut. Even though it isn't a shotgun and it isn't pump primed, it still really looks like a Rough Cut, but with some sort of a pullback prime mod. It's got the same advertised 90-foot range on the box, and in Blaster Hub's testing, they averaged a 76 FPS muzzle velocity. Also of note, it has a hard plastic circular saw decoration on the end. This is definitely not something you would want to use as a melee weapon since it's not soft foam. The Claw Hunter is priced at $15. Now, both blasters include the standard X-Shot darts that we all know and loathe, and they also include these dinosaur egg targets, kind of taking the place of the plastic cans that they used to include with the XL line blasters. Speaking of which, this is something that X-Shot definitely does right, including targets with their blasters, and I don't think they get enough credit for it. The Dino Attack blasters are available now at Target and Amazon, and they're also supposed to be available eventually at Walmart and other stores and online retailers, but Target and Amazon were the only ones where I could actually find them available. Foamcast Radio is supported by Blaster Wraps. I love modding blasters, and making them look unique can be so much fun. But painting takes a long time, a lot of sanding, and a clean and dust-free environment. Hydro dipping makes patterns possible, but takes a lot of skill and practice to get right. That's why I'm so excited about Blaster Wraps. These cool adhesive vinyl skins are custom created for popular blasters and available in hundreds of cool designs. From your favorite camo pattern to fun animal prints, even food patterns, and so much more. For a limited time, my listeners can get 20% off their order of any Blaster Wraps product by visiting foamcastradio.com/wraps and using the coupon code FOAMCAST at checkout. Customizing your blasters has never been so easy. Get your Blaster Wraps today at foamcastradio.com/wraps and be sure to use the coupon code FOAMCAST at checkout for your exclusive discount. Thanks to Blaster Wraps for supporting Foamcast Radio. Alright, this week I've got a tactical analysis for you of the SM Enterprises Nexus Pro and Aeon Pro adapters. These are muzzle adapters that replace the included muzzle part that normally friction fits into the end of these blasters. Each adapter is held securely in place with 2 O-rings to ensure a good seal in spite of the ribs that normally hold the stock muzzle decoration in place. One adapter allows the firing of mega darts, one is for rival rounds and can fire up to 3 at a time, and one is for firing demolisher missiles. All 3 of the adapters still allow you to fire full or half-length darts through them as well, so you don't need to remove an adapter to continue firing your regular darts. They're priced at $10 each or $25 for all three, and for another $2, you can also add a spring spacer for the Nexus Pro only, which increases performance by around 25 FPS with half-length darts. They're available right now on the SM Enterprises Etsy shop. The first thing that I noticed when I took these out of the packaging was they are made with very nice print quality with smooth surfaces, and there was no cleanup required. This is important because a lot of places that sell 3D printed products for Nerf blasters don't clean them up, and they just tell you that you have to do it yourself. All of these adapters were completely cleaned up. Interestingly, they don't have any decorations at all. They're just completely smooth, although you can specify color selection when you're ordering, which is nice because then you can make it match your customized blaster or maybe your gear. Installation of these adapters is very simple, very easy. You just pull off the stock muzzle part and push in the adapter. Now, there was one time that I accidentally ruptured an O-ring, meaning that it slipped out of its little slot and kind of jammed between the adapter and the end of the blaster, but it was very easy to fix. I just pulled the adapter out, the O-ring went right back into its spot, and I was able to put it back in. Now, the adapters definitely fit really firmly, but they're not difficult to install or remove. Function-wise, all three of them worked as advertised. You can fire the appropriate ammo or continue firing standard darts through them. But of course, the important thing is performance. And I can definitely say after my testing that all three adapters performed really well, far beyond what was possible with the stock muzzle. For example, the rifle adapter with a single rifle round achieves an average of 104 FPS. And the Mega adapter achieves an average of 107 FPS. The Demolisher missile adapter is a little bit different. It definitely fires way slower, but it also glides. So it averages a 45-foot range, but it glides pretty slowly. It kind of felt like throwing a paper airplane at my target, but with a much more satisfying hit. And I was genuinely impressed at how straight they flew. During an actual battle, I fired a Demolisher missile at a target about 50 feet away, and I hit him. In conclusion, if you have either a Nexus Pro or an Aeon Pro, you should definitely get these adapters. They are perfect if you're planning to play in any games that have special ammo rules, like Mega Darts breaking shields, for example. And the fact that they still allow you to use standard darts means you can leave an adapter in place for the whole game. The price is definitely right, and these will make your blaster more versatile and useful. If you place an order, make sure to use the coupon code FOAMCAST. If you do, I don't get anything, but you will get 10% off. Alright, with that, let's get into our requisition recon. Only a few items for you. Over at Amazon, you can get the Nerf Rebel Mission Central app rail mount for just $5. And Amazon has the Nerf Fortnite SPL, originally $20, marked down to $13. And finally, Amazon has the Nerf Mega Thunderhawk, originally $50, marked down to $33. As usual, I've got coupon codes for you. If you make a purchase from PlayRect, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 15% off through the end of the year. If you make a purchase from Blaster Wraps, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 20% off. If you make a purchase from Flux Sunglasses, use the coupon code FluxCast10 for 10% off. And once again, if you make a purchase from SM Enterprises, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 10% off. And don't forget to join my Facebook fan group, FOAMCAST Radio Fans, where I post giveaways from all the different blaster manufacturers and mod companies. Now, here's where I would normally give you my Battlespace intel, but I don't have any events for you coming up in the next 2 weeks. Even so, make sure you follow at FOAMCAST Radio on Twitter for critical mission updates. And to make sure your event gets mentioned on the podcast, visit foamcastradio.com/intel. Before we go to break, I've got a quick after-action review for you. I've started hosting weekly stock and super stock battles at Roller Valley, a roller skating rink in Spokane Valley, Washington. So far, we've played team battles, free-for-all, freeze tag, capture the flag, and my own version of HVZ. We've had around 40 to 50 kids each time and probably a dozen adults as well, so it's been a really good turnout. It's been super fun, and I'll be continuing to do this for the foreseeable future. FOAMCAST Radio is supported by Wrecked Blasters. Play Wrecked and shoot faster and farther with CO2-powered dart blasters. Choose the Op-6, a powerful single-shot pistol, or wield the magazine-fed pump-action Op-4, powered by dual CO2 cartridges and compatible with the leading brand's magazines. Be sure to use coupon code FOAMCAST at PlayWrecked.com for 15% off your purchase. That's PlayWrecked.com. Thanks to Wrecked Blasters for supporting FOAMCAST Radio. A couple of weeks ago, I put out the word on social media that I was looking for spooky blaster stories for this episode. And my fans delivered. But just to keep you up at night, I'm not going to tell you which ones of these are real and which ones aren't. You'll have to decide for yourself what you're going to believe. Enjoy!
So my name is Keats, I am from Canada, and I've been nerfing for about 2 years now. While we're on the topic of nerf horror stories, I have got this one to share. So my local club, for record, runs in seasons. We have, we've got games that run from start of summer to the end of summer, etc. This was on the second game of the season, and I had New Strife, which I had just finished modding up. It had been a royal pain to make. Anyway, we had this newer player come to Superstock, and since he didn't have a primary of his own, I was like, alright, sure, you want to use my Strife? And he said yes, so I handed up the Strife, and everything was going well, and until 5 minutes later, he kind of comes back to me, and I notice he's just revving it repeatedly, or at least trying to, and pulling it and spamming the trigger, and he says to me, it's not working. So I kind of just disconnect the lipo, and I look up the magazine well, and remove the magazine, obviously, and then I can smell smoke coming out of the magazine well in the first place, and I'm like, oh god, here we go. Then I notice there were like two darts jammed up on the flywheels, and I'm just like, yeah, no. So yeah, as a summary, that's my blaster horror story. It was a rather expensive and costly mistake on my behalf, and I haven't loaned out a blaster again ever since.
Hi, I'm Dennis from the Netherlands, and here's my story. I think it was my first ever hammer shot I wanted to try to mod, and there were some places that the shells are glued together. But somewhere on Reddit I saw something was like, you can boil off the glue of the blaster so you can open it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. So I brought up a pan, put it on the stove, put some heat on, put some water in, and I threw the blaster in. And yes, it worked! The blaster separated, but it also really deformed. But the funny thing is, the blaster wasn't usable anymore, at least the shell, but I kept the internals of the hammer shot, put a piece of PVC pipe on the front, and I made a single shot hammer shot of it with a lot of duct tape.
Foamcast Radio is supported by Hobby King. When I need a new battery for my latest blaster build, my favorite place to go is Hobby King. I can put in the exact specs and dimensions I want, and Hobby King gives me a list of candidates at incredibly affordable prices. Every flywheel build I make has a battery in it from Hobby King because I can count on them to fit perfectly and have the discharge rating and capacity I need for maximum performance and reliability. You can get 100 reward points when you create your Hobby King account for free right now. Take advantage of this offer exclusively available to Foamcast Radio listeners by going to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking. Once again, to get 100 reward points, go to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking and create your Hobby King account for free right now. Thanks to Hobby King for supporting Foamcast Radio. Hey everybody, remember those SM Enterprises Nexus Pro and Aeon Pro ammo adapters I was talking about earlier? Well, they are the prize in this episode's counterintelligence contest. The winner will receive all three adapters, as well as a selection of ammo for each one and a Nexus Pro spring spacer. All you have to do to be entered is go to foamcastradio.com/win and enter the keyword adapter. That's foamcastradio.com/win and enter the keyword adapter. This contest is open to entries from the United States. And remember, officer-level supporters on Patreon are automatically entered. Stay tuned for more giveaways, and if you have something you'd like to give away to one of my listeners, send me an email at info@foamcastradio.com.
Hey, my name is Ryan. I'm from Spokane, Washington, and my spooky story in regards to Nerf actually is a nightmare that I've had. It's a recurring nightmare. I've woken up in a cold sweat and lost many hours of sleep over the years, and recently it's changed a little bit, and so I've woken up, or I've been having this dream where I'm at an event. I go and I've got my case with my, you know, beautifully modded Nexus Pro, and I open it up and it's not there, and in place of it is a deploy. and the battery tray has the batteries have leaked all over, so there's battery acid crusting all over, and there's someone coming at me with a fully modified Percy's, and they're just firing rival balls at me consistently, and so I'm just getting hailed with half darts and rival balls, and I am left to fight off these people with only a deploy, and to make matters worse, it's not even like Nerf Elite darts, it's Whistlers, and they're getting jammed and the whole thing's jamming, and so I'm just having this nightmare, and I hope that eventually one day it'll go away, but maybe I'll have to just burn my deploy that's hidden in the basement, and hope that this curse will leave me. So that's my spooky tale, and thank you guys for listening.
Hi everyone, I am Bobby from Malaysia, from HIT Malaysia. I want to share with you a story which happened about 2 years back in Malaysia, where we have this game in jungle. Actually, in Malaysia, we really believe in superstitions, and these horror stories really happen in our daily life. But not many of us do really believe these superstitions too, especially those that we cannot see, right? Like the ghosts or the elves. Some of them, they didn't believe in this sort of things. So one day, it was a Saturday morning actually. I still remember it was a gloomy day, quite a dark and gloomy day. And there were 24 of us, right? We are having this game. It's a jungle mill sim. So that morning, when we played, there were 24 of us registered on the list. However, there was this incident where one of our players, his call sign is Warhawk, actually. Okay, Warhawk, he told us that during the game, he shot our friends, which has a call sign as Geronimo. We call him as Nemo only. Well, he said that, I did shot him just now, okay? I shot him in the neck. But then everyone were looking at him, right? But in disbelief, because we know that Nemo wasn't there that morning. He was away because he got something like diarrhea, right? So not feeling well, so he cannot attend the game. It was really spooky because we know that this guy, this Warhawk, is quite a pious person. He never lies, okay? He really believes in God, so he never tell lies. Everyone was looking at each other, and then our host of the day, right, Bigfoot, he's the landlord, he's the owner of the land. So he said, all right, guys, I think we should do a head count. So everyone, head count, right? So we started with 1, 2, 3, 4, and then until 24. And finally, there's somebody's shouting, 25. And everyone was looking at each other again. And then we know that the last person is Bigfoot, because he's the last person that haven't counted yet. So again, he shouted, all right, guys, roll call. Again, number, right? So the first person shouted, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then coming to him again, it's 25, Bigfoot said. So everyone quietly pack up their stuff, right? And everyone's hand was seen shaking, eh? They're shaking. And we don't want to say anything, but we know that something is wrong. Something's wrong on that day, because suddenly the wind blew, a cool wind blew, and we were very scared. All right, so everyone pack up and put all their blasters on inside the cars, and they all load their loads up, put inside the trunk, and everyone went back. So later that night, all of us got online and we have a chit-chat about the incident last morning. Bigfoot said, we're better we have a checklist of names. And we did put up all our names on the list, and our teams that morning belongs to blue or which one team, right? Or is it blue or red teams? And surprisingly, the list showed that there were only 24 players. So we concluded that there must be someone else being impersonating Nemo on that morning, because he's wearing the same loadout and then we are using the same blaster. And yes, we have the photo. And I think I don't have the soft copy anymore, because it was something like 2 years back, and we don't really keep that kind of stuff around, you know, because it was something considered as bad luck in Malaysia. So that is our story from Malaysia, from Hit Malaysia, and it's still haunting us until now. Luckily, Nemo now he's changed, he's slowed out because we consider that as a bad luck. So that's our story. Thanks, Ben, for inviting me to share my story with you all in Formcast. All right, see you again next time. Thank you, Ben.
All right, everybody. Thanks to Blaster Wraps, Playrect, and Hobby King for sponsoring this episode. And thank you for supporting the podcast by supporting my sponsors. You can find a complete listing of all my sponsors at foamcastradio.com/sponsors. Thanks to Bobby, Dennis, Keats, and Ryan for being my guests this week. And thanks to my supporters on Patreon. If you liked this episode, please consider becoming a supporter on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Rewards include shoutouts, suggesting questions for upcoming guests, automatic entry in every counterintelligence contest, and more. You can sign up and directly support future episodes of the podcast at patreon.com/foamcastradio. You heard me thank the officers at the top of the show, but I also need to thank my junior officers, people who support the podcast with $5 a month or more, Foam Focus and Slater. And finally, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the battlefield.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to make sure you won't miss a single episode. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so it's easy to follow us and share this episode with your friends. You can also find us at foamcastradio.com, where you can view the show notes, order merch, and more. Tune in next week for a brand new episode of Foamcast Radio.
This is a Redeemed Recordings production. Copyright Redeemed Recordings 2020. Find more original content at redeemedrecordings.com.